great memories that you made. I tell you what, I have just very vivid memories of playing outside with my dad in the snow and building snowmen, especially with him. So you did a good thing playing with your kids, and you're going to blink and they're going to be gone and be sending you pictures of college snow. So enjoy them while they're there and while they're little and while they love to hang around and play in the snow with you.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to hold them to those moments. It's already flying by so fast that I can't believe it. I can't believe I have a 15, 14, and 11-year-old, so it's pretty crazy. It seems like yesterday they wanted to build a snowman. We probably, I don't know, 6 years ago we had another big storm here, and we started building a snowman. Well, they didn't last very long. So I was stuck out there building this snowman. But by golly, I was going to build a daggum snowman. So I built this thing, and he was 4 foot tall. And he was about as big around as a Chad.
That is a good-sized snowman for you there. That is a good-sized snowman.
The way, but the snowman, of course.
We're talking about the snowman.
But in that snowman, this is how big it was, and I know you'll think I'm lying, but I'm not. We had that snowman, because he was so big, we had him until April, and he was tiny, but we had this big old snowman, and he had finally dwindled down in come April, and it was hilarious, because every day I would go out, and my truck was parked beside it, and there was that little snowman getting smaller and smaller.
The year we had that March snow, and so I believe it. You put a big ball of snow that big, and especially in a shady area, and it'll take forever to melt. It really will.
Yeah, but we had the shade of the trees, so, or, you know, what shade there is with the trees with no leaves. But, yeah, but it was funny to have that snowman out there. And I tell you what, they loved it, and they named that snowman and everything, because he was part of our life for a good month.
Family.
Yeah, he was just part of his family. But we got the video today, and I just was a little confused. With Chad and the dogs, have you not taught Chad how to talk yet before he gets a bite?
We're still working on that one.
Chad to start barking before he took his bite, I think that was only fair, since the other dog had to do it. It seems like he should have to pony up a bark here as well.
Mr. Daniel, I'll send you a video of that one day. I promise you I will. I promise you. And I have to tell you, this having one antenna so that we can't have two radios working at the same time when I'm net controller, I think I'm liking this more and more every time.
I'm sure it is driving Chad crazy. I'm actually surprised he's not in his truck right now.
And the idea.
Well, I wanted to say hi. I don't really get to talk to you, but I feel like I know you, even though we don't get to talk just from Chad. I tell you what, you guys are a good group of people. I've got tongue tied there, and I've enjoyed getting to know you guys.
Us too, Daniel. We really, really have enjoyed getting to know you and hearing stories about your kiddos and. Just really enjoyed your friendship, and that's been probably the best thing about getting our licenses is the people that we've met, for sure. So it was good to talk to you tonight, Mr. Daniel.
It was, I just wanted to jump on and talk to you. I didn't need anything else but to say hi and make sure that Chad looks good in that beauty light. And I think maybe I would invest in two more. But anyways, this is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear on your final.
I said to let you know that Amazon truck is going to be at your house with your light sometime this week. So thank you, Daniel, for chatting with me tonight. I appreciate it. I hope you all have a great evening. 204 RYP doing one last call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. If I've missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4 RYP.
Hey, Pete. Hope you and Chad are doing well tonight, if you will. Running late as usual. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike and the location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. 73 to you and everyone on that.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome AK4HR, Mr. Mike, in Simpsonville. Mr. Mike, you're never late. Never late. Don't you worry. If we're still talking, you just check in at any time. So thank you for being here and checking in with us tonight. Are there any additional check-ins or comments? All the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Mr. Walt, my good friend Walt, K4OIM, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and he also hosts a roundtable discussion afterwards for all questions, technical questions about antennas and all kinds of things. So it's always a very informative session. I know that he would love to have you check in and participate in that tomorrow. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
For BWO, listening